Right now, it is time for Dr. Judy Wortman and Food for Mood, except for the cats. Of course, Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. And also, I'm sorry, cats, Simon loses his tummy, but let's go to Judy Wortman. Hi, Judy.
Good morning to you. And as I heard you talking, it occurred to me that my topic may be particularly relevant because there are many people who may not have slept very well last night after watching what was going on television and really becoming agitated such that they didn't have a baseball game to calm themselves down. Or my go-to calm down is watching village scenarios on a BBC, television.
Where that'll do it.
some addled brain, detective doesn't understand why the dead body in front of him is dead. That kind of thing. And
yeah, but that's really relaxing. I've got a couple of books that I'm reading that just have a certain rhythm that, it's just nice to relax into. But if you don't balance it out, you're doomed, basically. Doomed.
Exactly. Jill, of course, you've seen what I wrote. We're talking about insomnia. And when I started researching this, what I didn't realize was that there are many people who suffer from what's called chronic insomnia. That doesn't mean, staying awake one night, perhaps even once a week, or being awakened because of a barking dog, a crying child, a back pain, a stuffy nose, you can't breathe, maybe worries about something that you didn't finish at work. Almost everybody goes through this, and sometimes it even starts at a fairly young age when kids are worried about school or their exams. There are many, many reasons why we don't sleep through the night. But what I'm talking about is something called chronic insomnia, which means that every single night when you go to bed, you think to yourself, am I going to be able to fall asleep? And that alone is enough to cause anxiety and distress because you probably won't be able to fall asleep. Or you may fall asleep and then wake up 2 or 3 hours later and not being able to go to sleep again. And it's not a trivial problem. It apparently occurs in about 10 to 30% of the population. It tends to get worse with age. It also, for reasons I'm not sure I understand, tends to be more prevalent among women. And oftentimes it can be linked to a particular job. For example, if you have the kind of job where you're jet-lagged all the time, let's say a flight attendant, you don't have that problem, and that's why you are a flight attendant. You may find yourself having trouble falling asleep in different time zones. Clearly, shift workers have been known for decades and decades to have that problem because even if they always stay on the same shift, they don't work 7 days a week, and there are days when they're off. And do they go back to a new shift for 2 days or new sleep wake cycle, or do they stay the same? And if they try to engage in a normal, let's say, daytime shift, sleep cycle, then when they go back to their work cycle, they can't go to sleep again. So they are well known to have the problem. And one of the things that I think is so upsetting about people who have chronic insomnia is that it really is associated with a whole host of medical, physical and mental health problems. I mean, people feel fatigued, obviously, and it's known that their performance it deteriorates. It's known, for example, that medical residents who don't get enough sleep, not because they don't want to, but because hospital schedules don't allow them to, have been tested over and over again, and it's shown that they get depressed, they get anxious, they have problems with interpersonal relationships, and their performance, their decision-making abilities decrease. I mean, this has been brought up as a reason why hospitals must, but they don't, change the work schedules, especially for surgical residents who just do not get enough sleep at all, and for days and days and days. And, is everyone going to be affected by this, including the resident? But then there is a general population who, for no known reason, can't sleep. And they become depressed, they become anxious, they can gain weight, they feel physically uncomfortable, they have headaches. And something I didn't realize is that they can even be has affected in ways that we would consider, you know, due to having a mental health evaluation. Like they can have paranoia and hallucinations. And there was a study done in England over something like 26 different universities. It was a multi-site study in which students who have chronic insomnia and were known to have hallucinations and paranoia were put into a couple of programs to see what would really help them, you know, just giving them drugs that made them go to sleep, or telling them not to have coffee after a certain time of day, or not to do anything in their beds except to go to sleep, not, you know, read or eat, etc. Or given a newly developed program in which over 10 weeks every day they would turn on their computer and they would get help from some online, you know, sleep specialist who would tell them, you know, would deal with their problems. You know, they would apparently talk back and forth with the sleep specialist, and they would learn all sorts of coping techniques that would help them sleep better. And it turned out that this online program really helped them sleep better and decrease their paranoia and hallucinations. But my point was, who knew that one could get paranoia and hallucinations from lack of sleep? And the last part about it is how lonely this is. You know, apparently most practitioners, you know, your doctor, when you go in for a physical exam, they don't ask you how you sleep. You know, unless you come in and say, hey, doc, I've had this horrible back pain or restless legs or, you know, a terrible headache or you know, shooting legs, you know, my arms, I can't sleep. And then the doctor might say something. But really, how often does your doctor say, how have you been sleeping? I've never been asked that, and I'm sure most people aren't. And if you say that you have a problem, the doctors aren't trained to deal with it. And there are most places don't even have, you know, clinics where you can go other than a sleep clinic that will test you to see if you have something called sleep apnea, where you're not breathing properly, or other problems that they can actually diagnose. But beyond that, what are they going to do about it? You know, so that most of us do not, if you have chronic insomnia, don't have any place to go. I mean, it's not like being obese, for example, or having an alcohol addiction. There really isn't any place to go to be helped. And I came across, you know, a particular support group called AWAKE, with periods after each one of the letters, which was first set up to help people. Yeah, to have sleep apnea, who use something called a PAP, which is a pressurized air pathways device that makes sure that you're breathing and you're not snoring at night. And then they sort of reached out and said, okay, we're a general support group. But I think most people don't even know about that. So I think it apparently is a totally under-recognized problem. There's no one you can call at 3 a.m. when, yet again, you can't fall asleep. There's no one who really understands what you're going through. And I think it's about time we brought it into the open.
Yeah. Do you subscribe to it? I've known a lot of people over the years, separate and apart from the reasons that you've brought up in your article, that have sleep issues. And they're almost as prone to going on crazy sleep programs as there are crazy diets. And
like
I just,
what?
Well, X amount of melatonin, this, don't do this. And there doesn't seem to be any, unless you're in the hands of a, you know, someone who specializes in this sort of thing, coherent protocol.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's a very good analogy. You know, just as there are all these fads about diet, the cleanse diet, the Atkins, what have you, I think you're
the
right.
Tapeworms.
And you know, people, by the way, Jill, people who absolutely make a mistake with melatonin, and I can speak with a little bit of authority because my husband was the one who discovered that melatonin was a hormone that puts you to sleep. And the basic problem is that you don't need any more than the amount to take, the amount of melatonin that your body should be making, which is hundreds of times less than what's being sold in the stores.
And
you can get 1, 5, 10 milligrams of melatonin in you know, supermarkets, drugstores, etc. You don't. 1 milligram is more than you need, and 0.5 milligram is about what you need. And the more you take, the more your own body stops making its own. It's as if you had a thyroid problem and took gigantic amounts of thyroid hormone, and your thyroid would say, why should I bother making any more thyroid hormone? I'm getting it in a pill. And that's that's what happens to your pineal gland that makes melatonin. You take these gigantic amounts of melatonin. It can cause nightmares. It can cause daytime sleepiness. And within a week or so, your own melatonin-producing gland, the pineal, stops working. And so you cannot believe these advertisements. They're all wrong. If anybody wants to know about it, they should simply go and look at articles about the proper dose of melatonin. So that is something where, you know, the cure is actually making the solution worse.
Yeah,
you know, and taking large doses.
And we have to sadly end it there, but we should probably revisit that simply because not enough people know that they are overdosing the minute that they take that pill. And what they're doing is basically breaking their alarm clock. Anyhow.
And physicians don't know it either. I mean, there are physician sites, like something called Up to Date, where physicians can get the proper information, but many don't. Anyway, Jill, I hope you have a good night's sleep tonight. And you too, Marshall.
All right.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy Wertman and Food for Mood, of course, live on Thursday mornings. But you can also catch Judy, RobinHoodRadio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman.